Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Hideout. My name is Wamboi. So today we are going to talk about what are some of the body insecurities that you have. And I've asked this question on all my platforms and I'm so glad because I got so many responses from you guys. Yeah, and I just realized that so many people of us took on our body insecurities. Yes, see, like most of us, rather I think all of us have something that we don't like about ourselves. So unaweza pata pengine you don't like your eyes, maybe you think your forehead is too big, maybe you think your tummy is too big, ama you feel like those spots, those rashes in your on your face zinaonekana. Yeah, so many people tukuna, so many rather we have a lot of body insecurities. Now they are all in our head because not even so many people realize that kuna kitu, like there's something about you. Yeah. So personally, Mimi, I have this one body insecurity. I really can't help it. So ever since I was a kid, imekuwa like I don't have straight teeth. In Kikuyu we call them home. So kuna home. So anytime nikijipata like I'm speaking in front of people, I will have twist my hand and inafunika mkono, like inafunika mdomo using my hand. So like anytime I speak, nilikuwa naweka mkono kwa mdomo. So hiyo tabia nikaenda hivyo nikizoea, because I would look at other people and then because it was like I wish I had straight teeth, man, you know. And the reason as to why, like nilikuwa na this body insecurity ever since I was a kid. But there was this one time when I had gone to see a friend of mine na akona mtoi, akona mtoto. So this kid, vile sasa hiyo yenye like mtoto anakuja hapo, like anataka kujua, you know how curious kids are. So mtoto anakuja like akuzileza like, na huu naitua nani and all that, kananiuliza hapo maswali. So in that process of niko najibu, so I'm like kwa kichwangu niko zileza, this is just a kid, yeah. So nikiwa like tukiwa tunaongea in that process, then he was like staring at my teeth, akuzileza like kai ananiangalia tu. So mi nangangana kuongea, but the kid is like staring at me. Kidogo nikasikia kembeba mwanamke, mama angalia meno ya huyu inakaa. Yeah, you can imagine how I felt. Yeah. I really felt bad. Yeah, nikasikia vibaya, but I couldn't help it, you know. So as it like this body insecurity, tunakuanga tu nazo na you really try kufanya like isiku bring down, but there's something about those body insecurities inakuanga tu like na hapana. So unapata tu zile za like I had this friend of mine, like this one time alikuwa ameka kwa status like she feels huwa ana feel ni kama like akona macho kubwa. I don't know how, like me love big guys, I don't know, she has big eyes, like she has big pretty eyes, you know, ile ukiangalia mtu unaona zile za like guy you have pretty eyes. So alikuwa ameka status zile za like this one time akiwa high school. So like everyone used to tell her zileza like, ah, we woko na macho kubo, woko na macho kubo, you know. So like when you're growing up, you have this mentality zileza like, ah, many people don't even like my eyes, you know, like many people don't even like my eyes. So alikuwa na hiyo mentality like people really don't like her eyes. Like I grow to evil, like akijiambianga hata ye mwenyewe like akakuwa poison. Zileza like hata ye mwenyewe ana feel like macho yake yenyewe ni kubwa, ana feel like macho yake ni kubwa. So it continued like that, ikaendelea. So this one time, kwa kakuja a newcomer, like a newcomer akakuja kwa shule yao. So you know this newcomer, newcomers wangekuja like hajui place flani penye maybe dining waliko and all that. So akapatana na huyu newcomer, then the newcomer was like, guy, you have pretty eyes. So, you know, as it like, you're feeling like, hey, you've never even met me, as in this is our first time meeting and then you're here. Hey, ume appreciate ukozileza, like, I really love your eyes, you have pretty eyes, yeah? Then from there, akakuwazileza, like, so, as in, like, nimekaa na hawa watu all that time, na, like, they have never even appreciated my eyes, but then here comes this one stranger, and then she's like, why, I really love your eyes. So, that thing ili mchange, like, it really gave her a change of heart, akakuwazileza, like, in as much as many people don't even notice, like, something about, unajua hiyo kitu yenye, maybe unaifeel ni kama, like, it's an insecurity for you. Not even many people notice because I think like it's all in your head, yeah? It's all in your head because wana feel too zileza like, ah, mini kenda kufanya hivi, like people will just notice because personally kama mimi nilikuwa like I used to be a very good speaker when I was in school. Like I was so good at speaking and all that, yeah. But so ungefanya ungepata zile za like anytime nimeambiwa maybe I talk in front of people niko zile za like hapana because nakataa because it felt like many people will just concentrate. Unajua ile unaongea hapo hivyo mbele una feel like ah like what concentrate vile ninaongea and people will just notice my teeth because hivyo tu was it like it's all in your head una feeling it tu ni kama like watu wata concentrate on this one thing that yenye wewe mwenyewe hupendi. And not even many people hata even I think kuna watu wako zile za like mimi napenda watu wako na home then mimi niko zile ah you're just saying that kwa sababu mimi niko na home but no people actually like home watu wenye wako na home out here and so like maybe unaweza pata vile you feel like uko na forehead yeah uko na forehead kubwa zin mtu akikwambia uko na forehead kubwa like an expect to do you know as in there's nothing you can do about your forehead that is who you are and that can't change, unajua, like, you can't change that, so, like, you just have to accept yourself, like, you come as a full package, and there's nothing yenye, watu wanaweza fanya, rather, you can also do about that, because, niko, there was a story I was listening somewhere, so, like, this girl really used to be a very good swimmer, like, alikuwa anajua kuswim, unajua wale watoto wenye, like, anajua tu kuswim ever since akiwa mtoto, like, alikuwa na practice kuswim and all that. So vile alienda shule, alikuanga na max, like unajua these kids wenye wako na alama, like kwa magoti, kwa miguu, unajua. So hivyo. So vile alienda high school, so unajua yondo time wenye like you've started growing and then you know, you're starting to know about yourself vizuri, yeah? So vile alienda high school, alikuwa bado like alikuwa the best swimmer kwa shule yao. So vile alingia high school, akaenda shule nyiko na swimming pool and all that, wako na swimming lessons. But alikata kuswim like akakata like kuingia kwa hizo competition reason being kwa sababu alikuwa na max kwa magoti unajua so alikuwa zile za like anytime angeva like swimming costume so like her body would have been exposed and that is like her knees ange like watu angeona like the marks on her knees and on her legs hivyo so she really refused like alikata kabisa ku practice because alikuwa na feel like ni kama watu wange notice as in hizo marks. So she really did so many dubious things kwa sababu alikuwa anaogopa like watu wange notice hizo vitu zenye zilikuwa zinamdrag down like those marks on her body and all that. But you know what? Like ali lose your opportunity like ali like she lost so many opportunities because of her fears. Now that is hiyo ni ile hata like watu hawakuwa hata wana notice you get. So like many times when apata our negative thoughts inakuwa outweighed like ina outweigh our positive thoughts yeah so unapata our negative thoughts zina outweigh our positive thoughts and I don't know really as in like what is worse though letting someone else's opinion about yourself bring you down ama letting your own negative thoughts kill you I don't know what is worse. Me personally, I think letting someone else's opinion about me destroy me, that is worse because me na feel like other people will always have opinions about you, you know. Ile like watu watakuwa tu wakiongea zile za like msichana na vile ni mkareja, mbona macho zake zinakaa hivi, msichana vile ako na kierere hivyo, mbona ako na forehead kubwa, you know. Like people will always talk and people not everyone will always appreciate you. But you know what? Deep down, you know exactly what you're capable of. There's even moments where you get a glimpse of all the potential you have. You have so much potential. Yo kitu wenye huo una feel like ni kama it is in a way down. That is where your potential is. Maybe that is where your potential is. Pengine you are this person when you feel like you have a skinny body, you know. So many models out here, like maybe you feel like you have this skinny body. I'm gonna feel like maybe you have a big body. Unajua, kuna plus size models. Come on, like kuna plus size models. Then kuna this other models. Unajua, like you can really do something about your vitu. You're gonna feel like they're insecurities in your body, and they can really change your life. Yeah. Because you can get there, you just have to be willing to sacrifice the habits. You just have to sacrifice those bad habits zenye uko nazo. And you don't really have to let whatever that is in your head, it could destroy you. Because there is also nothing bad
than letting your own thoughts kill you, rather destroy you. Unajua, ile alikuwe mwenye unakanga tuvi unajambi, na misi mrembo, unajua. As in like, why are you letting your negative thoughts zina outweigh your positive thoughts? Come on, just be courageous na we mwenyewe, just speak something good about your body. Hata kama nizo macho upendi, jambia like, we, anytime unajiangalia kwa kio, kwa zile za like, me, I have beautiful eyes, yeah? I have a big nose, but so what? It's a beautiful one. Like, imagine ungekuwa hauna pua, like, ungekuwa una breathe aje, you get. So, like, you just have to accept these things, because these things, you can't change them about your body. You have big shoulders, so what? Like, ebu, just take pride in whatever you have. Take pride in what you have, because that is something that you can't change, yeah? Because I believe there is nothing worse than letting someone else's opinion destroy you. And also, there's nothing worse than letting your own thoughts kill you. Kwa sababu wa, that is a very risky place. Kwa sababu no one can get you out of there, out of your own thoughts and out of your own mind. So, yeah, don't let your brain bully your body. Don't let your brain bully your body. Don't. Because we are all stories, yeah? We are all stories. So make you as a good story. Usiogope is about your insecurities, because these are just scars to your beautiful. You're a beautiful person. Like, mtu mwingine akiangalia that thing yenye wewe una feel ni kama an insecurity to you. Like, he ana feel like it's something beautiful. So, like, watu wengine huata wa notice. It's all in your head. Huata wa notice, maybe wana feel like wewe mwenyewe unaona ni kama like you're too dark, kama you're too skinny. So many people don't even notice that. Mtu akikuangalia kwa zile za like, guy, uko na mwili mzuri, you know. So just take pride in whatever you have. And don't let your brain bully your body, because that is who you are. And you can't change. And because we are all stories. So just make you as a good story, yeah? So thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I hope it has really inspired you in one way or another. Don't forget to inform your friends and your friends, your loved ones, yeah, and your family about this podcast. Until next time, bye.